Thursday night, the third shiur in Tanya.
Okay, we're up to the end of that Dhamma, where he asked himself, he elaborated on the kasha that Anshei Shlomeinu asked him, why he's writing a sefer rather than continuing to see them b'yichidus. And they started off, I want to be medayik in the lashon, they started off with their question, Ein adome shmias divrei musar l'riya ukriya besvarim. So when he said over the question from Anshei Shlomeinu, and then he elaborated on quite a bit, that was last week's shiur, he called it divrei musar. And he said when you write down in a sefer, you can't really, first of all, the first problem is that the reader might be making a mistake in shot. I really want Rabosai, I want people who are coming to the shiur, they should bring a sefer. We're learning Tanya. I'm not entertaining the oilam. So that means you should get a sefer and we'll learn it. And we're learning it. Shkoyach. So the first problem was that people learning in the sefer will learn wrong pshat. So that's what's wrong with a sefer. And when you're in person, so he'll explain it to you, what he's saying. And the second was that you can't address every individual with the tchunas nafsho. He proved at the end of last week's shiur, even in Nigla, which is chayvus eivarim, but people, some people will say osur, some people will say mutter, will be min hakotzer lakotzer, their understanding of Torah, based on their tchunas hanefesh, even though the manifestation is in eivarim, but it stems the difference of understanding. We're not talking about, you know, a machlokes between people who don't understand Torah. We're talking about people who are the tanoim, amoraim. So their differences of opinion stems from tchunas hanefesh. So koshkein v'koshkein in avodas aleikim, which is an inyan of chayvus halvavos, which is an inyan of nefesh. Certainly, different people will have different ways of relating to avos Hashem, to yiras Hashem, different nisyonos, different understandings, different things will inspire them. How can you possibly capture all of that in the sefer? He talked a little about the Shem Elokim, that it addresses the different tchunos hanefesh of people, and each person has his own relationship with Hashem. So that's the question. So he really elaborated on the question of Anshei Shlomeinu, as he calls them, I'm sure much better than they could have expressed it. Ach, so he starts off now on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the paragraph, and he's going to answer the question. He's going to answer the question. He says, Ach, who am I writing the Sefer for? The Yodai Umakirai Ko Amina, that's a Lashon HaGemara, Yodai Umakira, people that I'm very familiar with, so people that I know well, and as he wrote it for people who have been to Yichud by him, people that I know well, people that I'm acquainted with them, I know their innermost, I know what makes them tick. I don't know how many people there were, but you know, he wasn't a regular person, Malatanya. So if there were hundreds or thousands, so whoever came in to see him, so he understood, you know, and he got a feel for them, and he understood them. Shabbatino Seinu, Usmukha Shalom, near them. Asher Hoyo Hadibur Shalchiba Motsui Beineinu. They would come to him and they would talk to him. The Gilu Lefonai, and they've expressed to me, they exposed to me, Kol Talumos Libam, what's going on, their issues, their problems, their Kol Talumos Libam Umoichem Ba'avoidus Hashem Hatluya Belev. They said, you know, these are my issues, these are my difficulties, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, these are my questions, these are things that bother me, these are things that I can't seem to relate to. So I know them. Aleihem titos mi losi, I'm addressing them. Ulashoni eight sofer, poetic ways of saying I'm addressing them. But kutresim elu, and these kutresim, he's talking before it was printed as the sefer, he gave out kutresim. Hanikroam b'shem likute amorim, as he explained in the Shar Blot, that ba'anibuso, in his humbleness, he called it likute amorim lukotim epistorim episoifrim. So in Chassidus, they say sforim is basically the Rambam and the Ramchal and the Shlo, Umi Pisoifrim is the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizrach Magid. Kedoy Sheyelga and the Shmosa Meidem. Hamupursomim Eitzleinu. Uktsas Mehem Ner Mozim Lachakimin Beigris HaKoydesh. Merabai Seinu Shebaris HaKoydesh. There's someone there, I don't know, one of the major Talmidim of the Mizrach Magid went to Eretz Yisrael, I forget the name. Mendel Witzkova, and he went there to Israel. So that's where I got the Likutei Amorim that I heard with Yisoyfrim and Bisforim, and from these people who went there to Israel now. Ukutsosim Shamati Mipiyam Akodosh, Yosim Poimonu, before they left. Bukulam, now listen how he's describing the Sefer to answer the question. Bukulam Heim Chuvus, Al Shelos Rabos, Asher Shoalin Be'einso Kol Anche Shlomenu De Medino Seinu Tomid Kol Echad Lefi Erko Loshis Eitzos Benafshem Ba'Avodas Hashem. So his answer is, so first of all, I want to make a diuk and point out what his answer is. In the Kasha he called it Musar. In the Kasha it was Einu Doim Shmias Divrei Musar L'Rio Kriya B'Storim. He's not simply saying an answer like, because I know you. He's really describing, and this is probably the crux of the difference between Hasidus and Musar. They both put a hadgasha and emphasize the inyan of Avodas Hashem. Each person's Avodah, how a person develops, how a person is misakin his midos, how he develops his personal relationship with Hashem. But it's really a different approach. Musar, we'll call it mitzad yira, we'll call it. Mitzadira, and Chasidus is almost mitzad simcha. It's a more positive approach. That's what's stressed. I would even say, so I would like to be medayik that the kasha of how can you relate to each person as an individual in a sefer. That's if you look at it as musar, right? If you look at it as musar, so. It's like, you know, you're browbeating the guy and you're scaring him and you're saying these are your obligations and this is what you have to do. So you can't capture each person's thing in a sefer. But here he's saying that the people who come to me, many times let's say Reuven comes to me, this happens very often by me, that it's not uncommon, I don't know, very often is not not a good way of describing it, but it's not uncommon that someone will come to me, whether it's a person about their spouse, or someone about a friend, or a parent about a child, or they'll say, you know, this issue exists, so I'll say, they should call me up. And then I have to give a whole explanation. But I don't mean they should call me up like Yiftach and Pinchas, that it's a question of covered, I'm not going to call them, they have to call me. But the pshat is, if I go call someone up and give them an eitzah or give them a mahalach of how to deal with something, so they're right away resistant, and I would call that musar. Let's call that musar. So they're right away resistant, and they say they should listen to me, and they know better than me, and I'm right away up against a wall of resistance with a defense mechanism. All it takes psychologically is the person should call me. Once a person calls and makes the call, he's coming and asking a question. Once a person, there's no more defense mechanism. He asks a question, and I'm giving him an answer. Like, you asked me. You're already open to the idea that I'm going to be answering you. You're asking me what to do. So should I do this? Could I do this? And I'm answering you. So in the Kasha, he called it Musar. But now he's saying that he wrote this Sefer to, first of all, he's writing it for Yoidayu Makirai, that have come, and here he describes it in an entirely different way than Musar. He describes it that people would come to him with their shelos. Hundreds of people, thousands of shelos, came to him with their shelos and Avodas Hashem, and he saw, and he's answering them, and now he knows what's bothering each person, and he's writing this sefer, and this is like an unbelievable ability, but he's writing that he's doing this. He's writing this sefer in place of yichud, in place yichidus, yichud, whatever it's called, in place, and he's answering all the questions that Anshei Shlomeinu have in Avodas Hashem. He holds that, like, he has them all, and let's say there's certain prototypes. Let's say there's 1,000 prototypes of issues in Avodas Hashem. So he holds, while Tanya's writing, he's writing a sefer with the, he's capturing all the answers to their questions. They've asked questions in Avodas Hashem. This sefer is the book of answers. The answers to their questions. And I'm addressing, so he's taking care of the second kasha. I'm addressing each individual. Because I've heard the questions, and I'm giving them the answers. And they will find the answers to their questions in this sefer. Every person that has a question in Avodas Hashem will find the answer to his question in this sefer. Now, he writes that he's doing that for Yoydayu Makirai Anshei Shloimeinu, that he was familiar with, and he knew their issues, and they asked him questions. So he knew, like, what's what about everybody else? So Hasidim say that Beruach Kocho, the Malatanya considered whoever learns Sefer HaTanya and whoever delves into it, he was talking to that person also. If you're not of a Hasidic bent, then you raise your eyebrows at that answer. It certainly he didn't say it. So then it's a sefer, like Nefesh HaChayim's a sefer, like Kuzari's a sefer. Okay, Kuzari's from a Rishon. I don't mean to compare a Rishon to an Achron, but you know, it's a sefer. It's Torah. It's a sefer. So it's time that it's Yesodos and Avodas Hashem, and certainly anyone can learn it. So that's the chilik. So the Hasidim say that this special addressing people's shaylos and Avodas Hashem is for whoever learns Sefer Tanya. And when he says Yodi Makira, he means, and whoever learns Sefer Tanya. And if you're of a more misnagdish in nature, so then we'll be learning it, you know, as a sefer of Avodas Hashem. But his answer in the Hagdama as to why he wrote the sefer, that he didn't. But it's interesting. He didn't write. Let's assume not the Hasidish approach. So he didn't write the sefer to be a sefer. He didn't write it like a Chaim Volozhin wrote the Nefesh HaChayim. He wrote it very specifically as he. I didn't get up to it yet. Because he ran out of time. People kept coming to him. There wasn't enough time left in the day. So he says he heard everybody's questions. Ukulam, this sefer, these kontrasim, hein shuvos al shelos rabos, asher sho'alim be'etzo kolanshe shloimeinu demedinoseinu, tomit kolechol lefi yerkol, loshes etzos benavshon b'avodas Hashem. So they have questions in Avodas Hashem. Leos ki ein azman groma oid. There's no time left in the day. I can't just keep having people come and discussing their issues. Lahosha b'cholecho dechod al sheiloso b'protius. V'gam mashik chometzuya. He says, you know, they go home, and like 2 weeks later, they say, you know, what do you say? So I decided, okay, therefore. And this is how he describes the sefer. It's a Meir Dikazak. Rashamti kol hachubis al kol hashelos. What I consider to be all the shelos that Anshei Shlomeinu have in Avodas Hashem, I'm writing down all of the answers to all of the questions. L'mishmeres la'os, lios l'kolechot ve'echod l'zikoron bein einov, v'l'yitchak oid, he won't push his way in, l'kones l'dabarimi b'yachidus, he won't have to. He won't have to come to me be yichidus. Ki bohen yimotze margoa lenafsho ve'etza nechona l'chol dover ha'kosha olav v'avoidus Hashem. Moiridik. He writes that he's writing the Sefer Anshei Shlomeinu. He's addressing any and all issues that they have in Avodas Hashem. Every individual will be, he incorporated in this Sefer every individual's question and query in Avodas Hashem. And he's addressing the tshuva, and that's what this sefer is. To us, it's a sefer. It's a wonderful, fantastic, unbelievable sefer. And again, Hasidim say he's addressing everybody. Now, he's addressing another point now. If you remember, there were two questions. The second question was, what good does a sefer do for individual people? So that one he answered. He answered that. But he had the first question. people who don't have seichel, who don't have enough das, who seichel are mekukul, he called it, mububul, seichel are the daitim of ubolim, mubachashecha yisalochu bagrodus Hashem. So how are they going to read the sefer? How are they going to know pshat? How are they going to unearth the old sorrows that are found in the sefer? The second kasha he answered, how can you individualize? How can a sefer be individualized? But the first kasha he didn't answer. The answer to the first question is that people should give Tanya shiurim, and people should teach it. Umi shadaitik tzorah lohovin dvar eitzah mikreshu chosam aleilu. He doesn't say someone who doesn't know pshat in the sefer, by the way. He says whoever can't see in the sefer an eitzah, a personal eitzah for avodas Hashem, yifrosh sichosoi lufnei hagedoylem shebeiro, should go to the big people in his city. He's answering the first kasha by charging the Talmid HaChamim, the big people, maybe they were Hasidim in the summer, with teaching. He charged them with teaching. So if you see an inordinate emphasis, I think there's not much Hasidus in Sefer Tanya, really, the way we think of Hasidus. You know, what Hasidus means to us, you know, the way you, to dress a certain way and to go to a Rebbe, and you'd have a lot of trouble. You can go through the Sefer Tanya 20 times, you say, what does that do with Hasidus? And it's true, because Hasidus has nothing to do with Hasidus. But we'll see points of Lubavitch Hasidim, especially Chabad Hasidim, the Tzillin, the Mitzrayim, and their approach to Kiruv, and the fact that the mitzvah tanks and all the Kiruv all over the world, that they really were in the forefront, and they were the ones who were Moser Nefesh Mamish in Russia during the days of communism. That they, if not for Lubavitch, it would have been even worse than it is and was. I mean, the Mesiras Nefesh that they showed in Russia, they kept Russian Jewry a spark alive. No one else did it. Lubavitch Hasidim did it in those 50 years, I mean, of communism, of heavy communism. And the whole Indian that, you know, you can go to any far-flung corner of the world and there's a Chabad house, that we will see it in the Sefer Tanya, the conceptual source for doing such a thing. Here also, if there seems to be an inordinate emphasis on the learning of Tanya and the teaching of Tanya, and there should be Tanya Shur, it comes from this Hakdama, that he held that the Poelos HaSefer, he writes, if a person can't do it on his own, it should come from teaching Tanya. So the emphasis on having Shiurim in it really comes from this. Like, you don't find it in other forms. And if the Chaim goes right in the Hakdama, that I hold people should give Shiurim in Nefesh HaChayim, you know? If you understand, you understand it. If you don't, you have someone to explain it to you. But here, he writes it in the Hakdama that that's how he wants the Sefer to be used, because it has a specific use. If it's Tam a Sefer, Tam Torah, so it'll be like every Sefer. You either understand it or you don't understand it. But the Toelos, the specific Toelos that he wrote it for, as an answer, he writes a very specific sentence as an answer to his Hasidim's questions in Avodas Hashem. So to unearth those answers, so if they can't figure it out, they'll have to go to someone who will teach it to them. Ba'aleihem bakashasi, and now I'm turning to those who are capable of teaching it. Shelo losum yod lepeh, you know, people become humble at very funny times. When it's time to take achrayas and do something, all of a sudden everybody says, man, come, who am I to do it? He says he's turning with a plea to the people who are capable of teaching it. Shelo losum yod lepeh lehishanig ba'anova the shiflo shel sheker, that it's coming from the Yetzer Hara, it's coming from a bad place, to all of a sudden make like you're humble and who am I to teach? Yeah, we're not doing that here. Here I don't have any claims. It's not another shel sheker. We're learning it like a sefer. We're not learning. I don't claim to be able to unearth in it the answer to the people sitting there. Well, you won't be sitting here in a couple of weeks, but the people right now sitting here, their questions in Avodas Hashem. We're learning it like we've learned Nefesh HaChayim, you know, so we decided to learn Tanya. It's very thrilling for a few weeks. Everybody's coming. It's very interesting. It's weird. Everybody likes weird things. So, you know, So we're not learning it that way. He's talking about people who are capable of teaching it and addressing the people's problems in Avodas Hashem, showing how the answers lie in the Sefer. Uchanoda, and now he gets very strong, he gets very, very, very sharp. Onesh Hamar, Almonea Bar. This is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Aleph on the Beit Bar means Tvua, literally. But this is coming from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Aleph on the Beit, where the Gemara says, Omer of Chana Bar Biznam Rav Shimon Chasida, the Tanya in many, many places, hundreds of places, makes passing reference to Gemaras. I mean, you're talking about someone, it's not nice of me to say, Voki Bishasu Poiskim and Kol Chel Kei Torah. Like it's like not nice to say that. Like you're talking about someone on like Nukalatera Kula Kol. So he constantly makes these passing references. Like Chanod Onei Shemar Monei Abar. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Omer of Chana Ben Bizna Omer of Shimon Chasida. I'm reading for the Gemara in Sanhedrin now. Kolam Einaya Halacha Mipi Talmid. Someone who doesn't teach Torah and is capable of teaching Torah and doesn't teach it to people who want to learn. Afilu ubrin shebim me'eimo mekallin also. The Gemara has a pasuk, so that's what he calls monea bar, because that's the pasuk that the Gemara brings down. Monea bar yifuhu l'um. So bar is tvua, tvua is Torah. Okay. V'goydel haschar mimaymer chaz. So that's the einish if you don't teach. V'goydel haschar mimaymer razal. And now we go to a Gemara in Temura. The Gemara says, if two people meet, one doesn't understand Torah and one does. Hashem is meir einei shnehem. Hashem gives the Talmud understanding and gives the Rebbe an understanding he didn't have before in order to enable him to teach it. And if he doesn't teach it, fakir, so the Gemara goes on to say not good things. So the Balatanya in the Einish calls the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Geferlach Einish, for not teaching Torah when there's a demand for it and when you're capable of doing it. The Goydel Haschar, Mimaimer Razal, Al Pi Meir Einei Shnehem, that's the Gemara in Temura, based on a Pasuk in Mishlei. Ki Yor Hashem Ponav Aleihem Or Pnei Melechayim. Now he's addressing the people who should be teaching it. U'mechayachayim Yizakeinu V'yichayneinu the Yomim, and ultimately will reach days. And now he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Asher Lo Yilamdu Oidish Esriyehu. It won't be necessary for people to teach. Ki Kulam Yodu Osi Ki Molah Oretz Deus Hashem Amen Ken Yehiratzim. Okay. So they were contracing, but they were copied over. They weren't printed. People would copy them over. But so again, the Hasidim say that just like in the Haskamas that we saw from others, so he also refers to the fact that people were mizayat and wrote things into the contracing in order to later accuse Chabad Hasidim of things which are not correct. So that's what he means by shaynim and mishunim. Hinei al yidei. Al yidei ribu hatoka shonois, rabu kamoi rabu hatosayfim bemoid moid, velozois not beruchim shalanche afrosim, that's the lotion of chachomim, hanakuvim, hanal. Litroyach begufam u'moidam. That's the printers, whoever decided to sponsor the printing. Lavias kuntresim anal lebeis hatfus minokam mikol sig. Sig would probably mean ziyuf, because when you put stuff in silver, so that's called sig. V'tor soifer u'mugom heitev v'aminu l'palotovi yashachelab lios ki mikra moli diber akosu orur masi gevur ayayu. So if someone else cops around after they do all the work of collecting it and being magia it and perfecting it, and then they print it, and then someone comes along with a Xerox machine and Xeroxes the whole cipher. Yeah. The oil bo klola bo nidri chas v'sholem. This is not just the isser of masa gvul, but he stells the chab on the fact that it's oil masa gvul reyehu. And the Gemara says in Shavuos, oil includes nidui and klola and all terrible things. Alkain, so that anyway exists. Ki Yehuda v'oid l'kra, which is the Lashon HaGemara in Kiddushin, right? If there's a pasuk, you don't have to say your own Isser.
But Kiyuhuda Ba'id Lakos, the way the Gemara describes such a thing, when you say a Svara, let's say, and it's already a Pasuk, the Gemara asks, Kiyuhuda Ba'id Lakos? Okay, Lemishte Guda Rabba, offense, an Isser, I'll call him a Tzisim, Shlolahatzis Kinfesim, Ana Lola, they Atzman, Vdoala, they Gira de Lahoin, Gira de Lahoin means they're Chitzim, meaning, you know, you put someone else up to it, you try to hide behind someone else. Built the Rishus on the Kuvim and now Meshach HaMeshan, and we saw that when they gave a schus to benefit from the work done on printing, Torah's Torah, Torah's everybody, and Yagvul Torah Biyad there. It's very limited. Like, it's like the first run should be sold out, or a second run should be sold out. Here he gave 5 years, that the whole schus and the Oror and the everything that they should profit and benefit from the work they put into it was only for 5 years. Not forever. It's wrong to have a copyright on something on Torah, I'm talking about, in perpetuity. For 5 years, he said. So the Shoyimim, you know, because Torah, so Divrei HaMalakei, Likutei, Koi, Divrei HaMalakei, that's what he called himself, because it was called Likutei Amorim. So he was only the Malakei. So that's okay.
What was the Yichud experience after the Sefer was written?
I don't know. Maybe he all of a sudden had a lot of free time. Okay. Likutei Amorim, we're going to start the Sefer now. It's only 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left, but we'll start it so that we could say we started it. Tanya. Now, the word Tanya here is a very, it sells up on the word Tanya, because if you open the Gemara Nida, which is the Gemara that he quotes to start off the Sefer, it doesn't say Tanya. It says Doresh Rav Simloi. Now, Simloi Pashtus was an Amora, so even though some say Doresh Rav Simloi, and maybe Rav Simloi was a Tana, and you could say Tanya, but upon him, if you open the Gemara Nida, you're not going to see Tanya. You're going to see Doresh Rav Simloi. And there's a long brisa about an Uber b'me'eimo, and he quotes the end of the brisa when the Uber is about to come out of the mother's womb. So the question is, so Tanya. So like one teretz is that, you know, it would be pretty funny to call him the Baal Doresh Rav Simloi. It just doesn't clap, you know. And I don't know how many people would come to a Doresh Rav Simloi shir. So there is a girsa in Yevamos. Part of the Doresh Rav Simloi, is cited in Gemara Yevamos of Samach Gimel, and there it's mashmatz a brisa. The way the Gemara brings it down in Yevamos, it brings it down as if it's a brisa. So again, some say Rav Simloi was a Tana or on the borderline. So now the question is why he chose to say Tanya. In our Girsa, in our Sforim, and most, in almost all the Gemaras we know of, it says Doresh Rav Simloi and Nida. You could maybe point to Yevamos and say that it's okay to say Tanya. But the question is why he chose to say Tanya. So the Hasidim say that there's a klipa that doesn't want Soidus HaTeira, the Matzpun of Torah, or the Matzpun, the hidden parts of Torah, to be taught, and puts all of this Koiches into preventing Soidus HaTeira from being taught. And apparently the name of that Klipa is Tanya. That is the name of that Klipa. That's brought down in this forum that talk about these things. And he is like combating that Klipa. So the way those that give Tanya Shurim and explain Tanya say it is that the reason he chose to say Tanya, which is a mashmos, and even some say a girsa in Yevamos, rather than saying Doresh Rav Simloi the way it says it now in Maseches Nida, which he quotes, saying besides the reason I said that no one would come to a Doresh Rav Simloi shir, but he chose to say Tanya to combat the klipa called Tanya, which is like a klipa that doesn't want Seidus HaTorah to be taught. You know,
so why would they have named the sefer?
I don't know. This is not my, you know. But I'm giving you the whole Tanya experience. I'm saying the reason is like no one's going to come to a Doresh Rav Simloi shir, like I said. Okay, Tanya the sefer Gimel Danida, the Flamin Amid Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue, Mr. Shem, next week. I'm pleading with everyone to get it safer. I want to feel like we're learning Tanya, not that I'm entertaining the oil. Thank you.